Hayraysa.
Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Chesam Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Chesam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So the previous Mishnah did not say a halacha from Rabbi Yehuda, so Mustama, the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is V'oid, another din about the Beis HaKnesses, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, so the V'oid is not going on Rabbi Yehuda, V'oid is just saying Stam, an introduction, V'oid, another halacha about the Beis HaKnesses, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, if you have a Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed, so still, even though it was destroyed, it still has Kedusha. In Memela, Ein Maspidin B'Soichai, you're not allowed to give a Hesped, we'll see in the Gemara, you can't give a Hesped for a regular person inside of Beis HaKnesses, even if the Beis HaKnesses was destroyed. Ve'ein Mafshilin B'Soichai Chavolim, you can't spread out ropes, you can't use the Beis HaKnesses, you have an open, big open space, use it to your advantage as a place to spread out ropes, no, you're not allowed to do that. Ve'ein Parsin L'Soichai Mitzudais, you can't spread some traps inside of it, and again, taking advantage of the large space. Ve'ein shaitchen al gagai peiros, and you can't spread some fruit on the roof of such a Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed. You can't spread fruit on the roof in order to dry them out. All these things are considered like a hayrada and the kedushas. So you're not allowed to do them. Ve'ein oisin oisei kapandaria, you're not allowed to use it as a shortcut. You can't walk through this destroyed Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut to get somewhere else. And all of these things are aser shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hashimaisi es mikdashechem, and I will destroy their mikdashes. So kedushasan af kishehen shemaimin. We darshan from here that they have kedusha even after they're destroyed. So technically, the pasuk speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, but from the fact that it says mikdashechem blashen rabim, so we darshan that it's also talking about a mikdash ma'ad. It's also talking about a shul that even when it's destroyed, it still has kedusha. Alu bayasavim, if let's say some grass started growing up by this Beis HaKnesses, so lo yitloish, you're not allowed to take away the reeds, you can't take away this grass, we dafka want the grass to be there, mibnei agmas nefesh, because it's going to cause agmas nefesh, it will cause the people who used to daven there, they'll see it, or other people visiting, they'll see it, and they're going to remember, oh wow, there used to be a Beis HaKnesses here, and now look what's here, there's reeds just growing up from it, and that will cause them to daven for it to be rebuilt, so therefore we say to leave the grass. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Bate Kneisiyos Einoyag in Behen Kalas Reish, that you're not allowed to act with Kalas Reish inside of a shul. Ein Eichlin Behen, which means you can't eat inside of them. Vein Shaisin Behen, you're not allowed to drink inside of them. Vein Eusin Behen, Vein Eisin Behen, you're not allowed to adorn yourself, make yourself look good. You can't use it like a mirror. You know, you can't do that inside of a shul. Ve'ein metailin behem. You can't just take a walk up and down the aisles of the shul, just taking a walk. That's also a problem. Ve'ein nichnasin behem b'chama b'nei achama. And you can't go inside on a sunny day in order to protect yourself from the sun. So maybe you'll want to go into the shul as cover. You're not allowed to do that. And similarly, u'b'geshamim b'nei ageshamim, you also cannot use the shul as like an umbrella. You can't, if it's raining, go into the shul just to protect you from the rain. Ve'ein maspidin behen hesped shel yachid, and you're not allowed to be maspid, a hesped of a yachid, of a non-Talmud Chacham, someone who, there won't be so many people there, as we'll see. Avol kairin behen v'shainin behen. But you are allowed to learn mikra, you're allowed to learn mishnayis, you're allowed to learn inside of a shul. So what's the chiddush of that? Or Chaim, in his Sefer Rishon Letzion, he explains in two ways. Either, number one, you could say that the chiddush of this braisa is that the halacha is that we say, is that Beis HaMedrash is more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you're allowed to learn inside of a Beis HaKnesses. It's considered being Ma'ala B'Kedusha because the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. Or it could be even if the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha, but it's not considered being Iker the Kedusha to use the Beis HaKnesses as a place to learn. That's the two ways the Or Chaim says that we could explain this line of the Braisa. Says the Braisa, Vaiter umaspidin behen hesped shel rabim. Now you're allowed to give a hesped shel rabim. We'll see more details about that in the Gemara. It means a hesped that there'll be a lot of people there. It's a hesped of a Talmud Chacham. Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda now in this brisa, that Emasai, when is this so, as we'll see soon, when is this that you're allowed to, that you're supposed to clean out the base medrash, the base HaKnesses, so that there shouldn't be any grass that grows there? That's B'Yeshuva, and that's when the base HaKnesses is still standing. Aval B'Chorbanon, but the base HaKnesses that was destroyed, so Manichin Oysan, so we dafka, we leave the base HaKnesses, we let the grass grow, V'Oilin V'Henasavim, and we let the reeds come out, V'Lo Yitloish, and we don't want you to get rid of the grass, because it's going to cause agmas nefesh, which will cause people to daven. Now the question is the Tanakhama doesn't seem to be mentioning anything about grass, and then Rabbi Huda comes in the middle and says, Amasai, when is this true that you make sure that there's no grass? That's only when the Beis HaKnesses is standing. So ask the Gemara, Asavim mandekar shemayu, who mentioned anything about grass that all of a sudden Rabbi Huda comes in the middle and says this whole Amasai? So says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechzra V'Hachi Ketani, that we're missing, and this is really what the Mishnah, this is what the Braisa really means to say. This is what the Tanakhama said. After he said his list of things you're not allowed to, and you're supposed to do in the Beis HaKnesses, so really he said like this, U'mechab d'naysan, and you're supposed to sweep them, make sure that they're clean, U'marbitza naysan, and you sprinkle water, also to make sure that it's clean, K'desha lo yalu b'hen asavim, and so also so that no grass, no weeds grow out into the shul. Now on that, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda commented, and he said that a masai, when is this true that there's such a halacha, that you're supposed to clean it and sprinkle water so that there's no asavim? That's b'yeshuvan. That's only when the Beis HaKnesses is standing. Aval b'chorbanon, but the Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed, so then manichin oisan la'alois, so then we allow the grass to grow. And then alu b'hem asavim, and once grass does grow, lo yitloish, you're dafka not supposed to remove it, b'mnei agmas nefesh, because we want there to be this agmas nefesh that will cause people to daven for it. Says the Gemara writer now, Amar Rabbi Asi said that Bate Kinesiyos Shabibavel Al Tanai Heinasuyan. The different shuls in Bavel, they're built Al Tanai. So from Rashi, it seems that the Tanai is that you're allowed to use it for mundane purposes. Which is mashma, even when it's standing, you could use it for mundane purposes. However, Taisus, and this is the halacha, the Maisa, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and Arachayim, Simen Kufnan Aleph, and Sifyat Aleph is like Taisus. Taisus here says, now you can make a Tanai, but the Tanai doesn't help while the Beis HaKnesses is standing. You're still not going to be able to use it for mundane purposes while the Shul is standing, but the Tanai will help for once the Beis HaKnesses, or if the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed, so then this Tanai will help, and now you're allowed to use it for mundane purposes. The Shulchan Aruch also paskins, also comes from this Taisus, that it's only, this halacha is only true by the Batei Knesiyos Shebebavel, like Rabasi said. It's Dafka the shuls in Bavel. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there's more Kedusha, it's a Kedusha Ilamis, it's a permanent Kedusha, so then you're not allowed to make a Tanai is not going to help you. It was Dafka halacha about the Batei Knesiyos in Chutz Laretz, and it's Dafka going to help you if the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed. Now says Rabbi Yassi that even though this Tanai helps, Vafal Pikein, a Nayagin Behen Kalis Reish. Even with this Tanai, you still can't do things that are considered in the category of Kalis Reish. Umayniu, so what's an example of Kalis Reish? Says Rabbi Yassi, Cheshbainais. It's Cheshbainais, not even the most severe thing. Obviously it means Cheshbainais or anything worse. Cheshbainais means just making calculations, using it as a place for the city to discuss their finances. So if that's a problem, surely things that are more Kalis Reish than that are going to be a problem. But even Cheshbainais, that's included in Kalis Reish. Rav Asi said that Beis HaKnesses shemechashven boi cheshbonos, if you have a shul that you make cheshbonos inside of it, so then malinen boi asameis, so then you have to leave a mace inside that shul overnight. So ask the Gemara, Malina and Salkadaitach, that seems like a weird thing to say, that because you made Cheshbonos, so now you should take a mace and put him inside the shul. Loisagi de lavachi, that's what you have to do? You can't go on without that? That's a funny thing to have to do, just because you made Cheshbonos. Says the Gemara, Ela l'saif shialinu by mace mitzvah. It's a punishment, that a Beis HaKnesses, that they make Cheshbonos, they desecrate the Beis HaKnesses, so then the saif is that there's gonna be so many mace that they're not going to have time to bury everybody in one day, and they're going to have to put a mace inside the Beis HaKnesses. They're going to have to use the Beis HaKnesses as a morgue. That's the punishment for a place that they use the Beis HaKnesses as a place to make cheshbonos. We said you can't use it as a place to adorn yourself. However, when it comes to Tamid Chachamim and their Tamidim, so then it's actually mutter to use the Beis HaKnesses as a place to be Neoisin. The Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my Bei Rabbanan. Why is the Beis Medrash called a Bei Rabbanan? Because it's the Beis of the Rabbanan. Bei is from the Lashon of Bayis. It's like the house of the Rabbanan. That's considered like their house, and Mamela they are allowed to use it as a place to adorn themselves. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use a shul as a place for shelter to protect yourself from the sun or to protect yourself from the rain. Says the Gemara, Ki hadu Ravina v'Rav Ada bar Masna, like the story with Ravina and Rav Ada bar Masna, havu kaimi v'shaldi shi'ilto me Rava. They were standing and they were asking a question from Rava, and then asa zilcha de mitra, there started pouring rain. So aili lebe kenishta, so they went inside of a shul. And Amri, and they said, "Hi, the Alina and Lebe Kanishta, that which we went into the shul is lav mishum mitra. We're not going to protect ourselves from the rain. Avada, that would be usur. You can't use the shul as an umbrella. Ella mishum de shmeitza bo itzlusa kiyayma de estana. It's because when you're learning, so you need to have a certain clarity of mind. You need to have yishav adas like a yayma de estana, like a clear day when there's a north wind blowing. You need to have clear. You need to have yishav adas. And therefore, since we're trying to learn, so and it's raining and it's going to be hard to focus, so that's why we went into the shul. It was to learn, it was to have better learning. It wasn't just to protect ourselves from the rain because of the discomfort. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rava lo Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, I itzrach le le'inshi le'mikrei gavra mebei kenishta. My, what's the halacha of a person needs to go into the shul to call someone, he needs to speak to someone, he's inside the shul, so what's the halacha? Obviously, he can't just go in there just to call him, that would be desecrating the Beis HaKnesses. You can't just go in to call your friend, so how do you go about this type of situation if you need someone that's inside the shul? So Amar le, so he said to him like this. He said, "Eat sorba mirabanan." If you're going in, the person going in to call his friend, if the person going in is a young Talmud Chacham, so he knows Torah. So then who eats sorba mirabanan? Who? So then lay mehilchasa. So then he should say a Mishnah. That's already a Talmud Chacham. He knows Mishnayis. So then that's what he should do. He should say a hilchasa. Sorry, here it actually means a halacha. Hilchasa sometimes in Chas means a Mishnah. Here hilchasa means a halacha. Some have a girsa of Shema. You should say a Gemara, as opposed to the next category, v'itanahu, if he's a Tana, he's a person who's a Baki in Mishnayis, so lema masnisen, he should say a Mishnah when he goes in. So this way, he's not just going in to call his friend, he's going in to learn, he's going to go in, he's going to say a Gemara, he's going to go in, he's going to say a Mishnah, v'karahu, if he's a Balkaire, he's a person who knows Mikra, so lema psuka, he could go in and say a Pasuk, v'ilai, and if he doesn't even know Mikra, so lema leilinuka, imali psukacha, so he could at least tell someone else that's inside the shul, tell me a pasuk that you're learning. Inami, and if he does no other etza, so then nishi porta v'nekom, so he could just go in and sit down for a moment and then get up. And in that sense, he was sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, so that's already okay. And now he could call his friend out. L'maisa de Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufnan Aleph, Sif Aleph is Mavur, that the Brice is a little bit lavdafka, or this halacha, this memra is a little bit lavdafka. The halacha is not that if you're a Tzorba Mirabon and you have to dafka say a Gemara and you can't say a Pasuk. Really, you just have to go in and you could sit, or you could say a Pasuk, or you could say a Mishnah, or you could say a Gemara. It doesn't matter what level you're on. From the memra, it sounds almost like if you know Gemara, then you're not allowed to suffice with just a Pasuk. You have to say a Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch's Mavur, that no, it doesn't matter what whatever level you're on, you could even just suffice with a pasuk, you could suffice with any one of these things. Umaspidin behen hespit shel rabbim. And we said that you're allowed to use the shul for a hespit shel rabbim. If it's a hespit for the rabbim, it's a hespit for a Talmud Chacham, so then it's okay. So heichidami hespita de rabbim. What's an example of a hespit de rabbim? So says the Gemara, then machve Rav Chista kagoin hespita de koi be Rav Sheshas. Rav Chista pointed and said, it's like the hespit of Rav Sheshas, and machve Rav Sheshas kagoin hespita de koi be Rav Chista. So Rav Chista and Rav Sheshas were together, and each one of them pointed at the other and said like a hesped with that person. So it's a nice, it's a big vikuach in the Rishonim, how exactly, what exactly the pshat in this Gemara is. The Rashi al Arif, as well as other Rishonim, they bring that each one was saying the hesped on the other person. Rav Sheshes was saying like a hesped on Rav Chista, that's considered a hesped the Rabbim, and Rav Chista was saying like a hesped on Rav Sheshes, that's considered a hesped shel Rabbim. The kasha on this pshat, which is a kasha that the Taisus HaRosh asked, the Marsha, and others, is that we're going to learn, and not too long, the Gemara Ma'id Katan, Yud Chasam and Aleph, the Gemara over there says that there's a bris krusa l'svasayim, a person has to be very careful with the words he says, a person's words he says could have an impact. And if so, it's very not mistaber that Rav Chista would say, when describing a hesped shel Rabbim, like a hesped on Rav Sheshes. That's not the way you talk. And that Rav Sheshes would say, like a hesped on Rav Chista. It would seem like they wouldn't talk like that. And therefore, instead they explain that, and this is really what Rashi sounds like maybe over here, that what the pshat in the Gemara is that they weren't saying, Rav Sheshes wasn't saying a hesped on Rav Chista. Rav Chista didn't mean to say a hesped on Rav Sheshes. What each one was saying is a hesped that the other one is there giving a hesped. So Rav Chista pointed, Machvi Rav Chista kagayin espeda dekai bei Rav Sheshes. It's a hesped that Rav Sheshes is standing there. He's not the one standing there in the mita. He's the one standing there giving the hesped. It's such a person that Rav Sheshes is giving a hesped, so then everybody's going to be there. When Rav Sheshes is giving a hesped, so then everyone's going to be there. And Rav Sheshes said that no, it's like a hesped that Rav Chista is standing there, meaning that Rav Chista is giving a hesped. And once Rav Chista is giving a hesped, so then everybody's going to be there. That's the way they want to explain because of the Gemara and Ma'ikatan of Bris Krusa L'Svasayim. I was thinking maybe you could say to defend Rashi al-Arif and these other Rishonim is that Bris is Krusa L'Svasayim. It's specifically about maybe the lips. Maybe it's specific only if you speak it out. Here, maybe that's why Rav Chista didn't speak it out. He didn't say Kegoin Espeda Dekoy Be Rav Sheshes. He was Machve Rav Chista. He pointed. He didn't want to say it. That's Gufa why he was Machve. That's why he was Machve. That's why he didn't want to say the words with his mouth. He didn't want to say it because Bris Krusa L'Svasayim. So he didn't want to say a hesped on Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes didn't want to say like Kegoin a hesped on Rav Chista. They were machve, they pointed to each other. And like that, they were saying like a hesped on the other one. So they were talking about the other person dying, but it's not a problem of bris krusa l'svasayim because they weren't uttering it with their mouths, they were just pointing. Perhaps that would be a way of defending the other Rishonim. Gopanim says the Gemara Vayter that Raphrim Aspida l'chalase b'bei kanishta. That Raphrim one time gave a hesped for his daughter-in-law inside of a shul. And Amar, and he explained himself, and he said that mishum yukara didiu demisa, because of the combined kavod that people will have for myself, who's giving the hesped, and the mace, my daughter-in-law, so asu kule alma, everybody's gonna come, and therefore this is considered a hesped shel rabbim. Rav Zeira saftei lahumi rabbanim b'bei kanishta. Rav Zeira one time gave a hesped for a certain talmud chacham inside of a shul, and Omer he commented as well, and he explained himself, and he said that whether it's for my kavod or for the kavod of the mace, everybody's going to come, and therefore this is considered a hesped shel rabbim. Now says the Gemara's story that Reish Lakish safti lahut sorba mirabanan. Reish Lakish one time gave a hesped for a certain young Talmud Chacham who was nifter, the shchiach ba'arid Yisrael. And this Talmud Chacham, even though it seems like maybe he was from Chutz La'aretz, but he used to come to Eretz Yisrael a lot, which is where Reish Lakish lived, and he gave a hesped for this Talmud Chacham, the havitani hilchasa b'chav dalit shurasa, that he used to teach halacha, he used to teach mishnayis with 24 rows of Talmidim. And Reish Lakish's hesped was as follows. Amar, he said, Vai chasra arid Yisrael gaber rabo, that whoa, Eretz Yisrael is losing on such a big person. And says the Gemara another story, Ahuda Vatani Hilchasa Sifra Visifri Vitaisefta. There was once a Talmud Chacham, he mamish, he knew everything. Hilchasa, Sifra, Sifri, Taisefta. He was a mamish, a baki and kolotera kula. Ushchev and Lamaisa, this Talmud Chacham, he died. So Asu Va'amru Leila Rav Nachman. So they went and they told Rav Nachman, and this will be important for later, but Rav Nachman lived in Bavel. And so they went and they told Rav Nachman about this Talmud Chacham who was Nifter. And they said to Rav Nachman, Lispedeimar, that you should give a hesped for this person. So Amar, so Rav Nachman said back, Heichi nispadei. What hesped is there to say about such a person? Heitzana, damali sifra dechaser, that whoa, we're losing out on a basket full of books. Meaning he was making fun of shtickle, and he was saying that he knew a lot of Torah, but he's like a svarim bag. Shkayach, the svarim were all inside of his bag, they were all inside of his head, but he doesn't really know the ian and the depth, that he wasn't meshamish tamid chachamim to really work out all the different stiras. He had a lot of bikias, so he's a svarim bag. He's a svarim basket. He's a tzana damali Sifrei dechaser, that now we're losing a svarim bag. That's what you want me to say? Says the Gemara now regarding these two stories. On the one hand, we have Reish Lakish, who gave such a nice hesped about the Talmud Chacham who was Nifter, Reish Lakish, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and we have Rav Nachman, who lived in Bavel, who did not want to give a hesped. So says the Gemara, Tachazi, you see from these two stories, Ma Bein Takifi d'Eretz Yisrael l'Chasidei d'Bavel. The difference between even these sharp ones in Eretz Yisrael, already back then, the ones in Eretz Yisrael were known to be much sharper and much more passionate and stronger. Look what's the difference between these Takifei to the Chasidei de Bavel, as opposed to the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, who were always known to be much more, I guess, Chasidim. They were more of a Mabriyos, maybe. So look at the difference, though, between the two. Now you see that Reish Lakish, he was such an anav, he acted with anivus, the takifi, the arad Yisrael, lamaisa, they acted with tremendous anivus. And Reish Lakish was willing to give the young Talmud Chacham a hesped. Whereas Rav Nachman, who lived in Bavel, he wasn't willing to give a hesped to this person who had a tremendous bekias. Says the Gemara, Tznan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, separate sugya now, Tznan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Avos, Udi Ishtamish B'Togo Chalaf, that if a person is Mishtamish with the crown of Torah, so then he's gonna die. Tani Reish Lakish explained that what it means is Zeha Mishtamish B'Misha Shayna Halachis. It's referring to a person who uses, he's Mishtamish with a person who knows Mishnayis, who's Shayna Halachis, he uses the person, he tells him, oh, could you get me a drink, things like that, he uses such a person, so then That's what the Shtamish Betogo Chalaf. Va'amar Ulan Ula said, L'shtamish inish b'man de tani arbo, v'loy l'shtamish b'man de masni arbo. That if you have to, so better to be mishtamish with a person who learnt for Sidre Mishnayis, and not to be mishtamish with a person who taught for Sidre Mishnah, that's already much more chamar. Kihada Reish Lakish, and the Gemara says that this idea of not being mishtamish with a person who learnt is like that story with Reish Lakish. Hava azul b'orcha, he was one time traveling on the road, and mata orkama demaya, and he got to a place, a puddle, a pond, a river of water. So Asahu Gavra, so a certain man came. He saw Reish Lakish standing right by the water. And Arkevei Akatvei, and he put him on his shoulders, and he gave him a shoulder, a ride on his shoulders across the water. Vekama Amberlei, and he started to cross the water with him on his shoulders. So Amarlei, so Reish Lakish says to this person, he says, Kareisa, do you know Psukim? Did you learn Mikra? Amarlei Kareina, yes, I know Mikra. Tenesa, he asked him, do you know Mishnah? So he said back to him, Tanena Arba Sidre Mishnah, that yeah, I learned 4 out of the 6 Sidre Mishnah, I learned 4 of them. So Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish says to this person, wow, you know so much. Pesalta Lucha Arba Ture, you knocked down 4 rows. Vetanta Bar Lakish Akseifcha, and you're carrying Reish Lakish, you're carrying me on your shoulder. How could it be? You're a Talmud Chacham, you can't be carrying me on your shoulder. And Reish Lakish said to this man, Shadi Bar Lakisha B'maya, throw Reish Lakish into the water. So Amar Lei, so the man said to Reish Lakish, that no, Nichali Dashmi'ina Lamar. That no, it's worth it for me, I want you to be Mishtamish with me, I want you to ride on my shoulders, because I want to learn from you, I want to be Mishamish you. So Reish Lakish said to the person, that if so, so then Gemur Mini Hamilsa. So then you should at least learn from me the following halacha, and then I'll allow you to continue giving me a ride on your shoulders. And what's the halacha? Which the Mefarshim deal with what exactly the connection between this halacha is. It seems like a very random halacha. Dam Reb Zera. Reb Zera said that Benayis Yisrael hein hechmiru al atzman. That the Jewish women, they're the ones who are machmer on themselves. Shafilu raya is tipas dam kechardol. Even if they just see a little bit of dam, mamish like a mustard seed, even smaller. So then yoishveis alav shivanekiyim. So then they sit shivanekiyim, even though shivanekiyim is only for zavah gedayla, who has 3 re'iyas, like we've discussed in the past. past, still the Bnei Yisrael, they're machmir, and even when it's dam nida, even when they just see a tipas dam, they are naig to keep shiva nekiyim. That's the halacha that Rish Lakish taught this person. And then the Amud concludes with another halacha, also tzarachim, what exactly the connection is. Tana devei aliyo, kol ha-shayna halachos, anybody who learns halachos, maybe that's the connection. We spoke about using a person who's shayna halachos. Says the Gemara that one who's shayna halachos, either halacha mamish or perhaps mishnayis, he's muftach loy shehu ben oilam haba. If a person shayna halachos b'chol yoyim, he learns halachos every day, he's muftach to be a ben oilam haba. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, halichos oilam loy, al tikri halichos ela halachos. That the halichos oilam loy, we darshan, that's referring to halachos. That if a person is shayna halachos, so then oilam loy, so then he's a oilam, he has an oilam, he has oilam haba, he's a ben oilam haba.